We have Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas with us now. She's here. She's releasing a study today revealing the properties in Chicago and the suburbs with the largest property tax increases since 2000. Treasurer Pappas, welcome to WGN Radio.
Always good to be on. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Happy New Year. How are you?
Oh, you know what? I'm good. And please don't call me if you're depressed or miserable or drunk. I'm so tired of everybody being so upset.
Oh, really? Are people drunk dialing you?
You know what? I found this study on the internet yesterday that said that people are working from home, 56% of them are having a drink during the day.
Wow.
And 6 out of 10 people in the United States, their New Year's resolution is to cut down on their drinking.
Yeah.
I'm like, seriously?
Yeah, the alcohol companies are doing great, I have to say. they have done very well. Not so much the restaurants, but the companies supplying the booze doing okay.
Yeah, I mean, you walk into Mariano's and the first thing you see is the liquor. There's no food anywhere. I'm like, what's going on here? Where's the lettuce?
Well, I think that people will possibly be doing a little drinking game as we talk about the Pappas study, because it is really amazing to take a look at these top 50 properties that had the largest property tax increases. And I'm guessing as we go through and talk about this list, people will be doing a shot because they're in it for each one that's not theirs.
Yeah. So let me give you a little bit about how this started and why I'm doing this.
Please.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay, so CookCountyTreasurer.com is a place, it is the repository now of 20 years of data, which I have assembled. I have been the treasurer, believe it or not, for 20 years. So what I did was, on every piece of property going back 20 years, if you get to CookCountyTreasurer.com and you simply put in your address, what you're going to see is a 20-year history of increases on your property tax bill. You're going to see a picture of either your property, your lot, or your commercial building, so you know you're in the right place. If your bill was sent back, my computer will tell you that. And more importantly, we are getting 1 million people a month to this site, because not only do we tell you what you owe and what you've been paying for 20 years, we tell you if you're one of the people who overpaid going back 20 years by $79 million. And then there is also, as you scroll down after you see this little picture of your house or your lot or your commercial property, you're going to find out one of three things. Did I get an exemption? Did I get a senior citizen exemption? And did I get a senior citizen freeze? And believe it or not, most people, my daughter, for example, doesn't know that she was entitled to a homeowner's exemption. We go back 4 years on this. It's $500 a year, and I'm sitting on another $48 million worth of unapplied-for exemptions. So if you get to this site, it's kind of exciting, because here you are, you're at home, you've had your drink, okay? You're like trying to recover from whatever's going on in your life, and you go to CookCountyTreasurer.com, and you can find all this information. What's really astounding, Elise, is that this site is up in 126 languages, and people have downloaded 416 times in different languages.
That's amazing.
The reason it's amazing is because property taxes are so complicated, people don't understand it in English. They don't. Nobody wakes up in the morning and says, as they drive down Lakeshore Drive or the Kennedy or the Eisenhower or whatever, the Dan Ryan, and says, did I get my exemption? They don't even know what it is. Or a senior citizen who's on a walker or in a wheelchair or disabled doesn't say, did I get my senior exemption? But they know when they get the tax bill that it went up. So we are working constantly trying to get to these people that are owed this money by getting them to apply now online. You do not have to come to 118 North Clark. Don't come down there. It's disgusting. After you get there, they take your temperature. They ask you all these questions. You got to get on this bus or train or whatever. You can go to CookCountyTreasurer.com. You can do all of this online. And incidentally, if you are a disabled senior, you're unable to use a computer, take down this number, 312-443-5100. And what we will do is we will actually come to your home and help you fill the things out. That's 312-443-5100. Now, so let me give you a brief summary. This 20-year history of property taxes was dedicated to two guys at the Tribune that aren't there anymore, John McCormick and Bruce Dold, who are both on the editorial board. So where are my conclusions in this study? The conclusions in the study are that over the entire county, over a 20-year period, taxes went up 99%, and the city up 115%, that's commercial and residential, and suburban Cook County, 87%. Well, what does that mean? That doesn't mean very much unless you understand that wages went up 57% and cost of living only went up 36%.
So
you've got this huge
taxes
discrepancy.
Are a lot more expensive than the cost of living increases, right?
Right. But what today's report shows, that was the original study, what I just talked about. What today's report shows, and it's 264 pages, it is on cookcountytreasure.com. There's a little box there that says the PAPA studies. This is one of my studies. What this shows today is the top 50. So what's the top 50? Everybody not only wants to know what they pay a lease, but they want to know what their next door neighbor pays. They want to know what people in their neighborhood are paying because they always feel cheated. Okay? So what I did was I did in Chicago all 50 wards, and for each of the 50 wards, residential and commercial, I listed the top 50 in each ward. Then I went to all 127 suburbs and I said, look, in each of these suburbs, Wilmette, Schaumburg, Winnetka, Flossmoor, Palos, for each of them, I have given you who paid the highest amount over 20 years for residential and commercial. So this is an opportunity for people to go to CookCountyTreasure.com and get this information. So now, what's the bottom line of this study? So when I got done doing this, because, you know, my office is still open, I consider myself an essential service because people still want to come in and pay. They want to see a live human being. They do not want to go to the mailbox.
That's because it feels like when you're paying all of this money, it goes into a deep, dark hole. And at least if you see somebody's face, you feel like there's a little accountability, like you can go. You can't really throttle them around the neck, but you sure would like to, when you get this bill.
And you walk out with a receipt.
Yeah.
You walk out with a receipt. So now there's no danger that you're going to lose this property. So we're still open. So because we're still open, we have a vast majority of people who are coming in are what I would call lonely and angry. So you get a 70-year-old who got out of bed, got on this train, took a bus, came into the office, and lays out their electric bill, their pharmacy bills, their Medicaid check, their Comcast bill, and they sit at this counter and they say, how do you expect me to pay this? Look at this.
Well, that's a good question. How does the county expect people to pay these extraordinary bills when all we keep hearing is how broke everybody is?
Well, what I'm getting to is the anger level. The anger level, because they're locked up and they've got all this stuff going on. You know, the kids can't visit. They can't see the grandkids. Somebody lost a job. Now they're paying for one of their kids, schooling. I mean,
but
all
Treasure,
this
people
stuff.
Are 40 and angry. They're 30 and angry. Their homeowners are angry when they see national studies that puts Chicago and Illinois property taxes near the top of the heap, like right at the top compared to other states. And yet at the same time, it'd be one thing if you paid all these property taxes, but you felt like everything was working great in the city and things were happening, but they're not. The state is broke and we're paying so much in taxes. I mean, that's not just about 70.
Now you can't go outside at night. Where I live, on the Gold Coast You can't go outside at night. I mean, we walk the dog so close to the building because everybody's got this citizen app, and every 5 minutes it goes off and tells you who was assaulted, who was carjacked, who was arrested, who was... So people are like, oh, my God, everybody's got this citizen app, which tells you every 5 minutes the local crime that's being committed. So people are, like, locked up.
Right.
So now they're angry because they're locked up. But here's the bottom line. Here's the bottom line. When I got done with this study, I thought, you know what? I mean, one of the reasons that I wanted to do it was because over the 20 years, I keep hearing how angry people are. And I'm not talking about impoverished neighborhoods only. Because if your tax bill in an impoverished neighborhood was $2,000 and it's up to $5,000, that's no different than the guy on Lakeshore Drive who's went from $20,000 to $40,000. It went up. It went up a lot. So I gathered all this data after 20 years, and then I gathered the data that shows what? That shows that in the city of Chicago and in the suburbs, except for this past presidential election, 75% of the people do not register and do not vote. And these are the same people, Elise, who are complaining. They are in constant, constant state of complaining. So,
and what, I'm sorry, I guess I've missed, there's a disconnect for me here, Maria, where, you know, yes, you want them to vote, but what do you want them to vote for? Honestly, Cook County,
well,
Cook County property taxes, wait a second, Cook County property taxes have been messed up since the 30s. I mean, really?
Nope.
In the North Shore, you have properties by the lake that are paying less on a per square foot basis than the least expensive properties on the farther side of the suburbs. People have been able to protest their taxes, but yet there is absolutely no equity that I can see that there is.
I got the answer.
Well, wait,
I got
let
your
me
answer.
Finish. Wait a
yeah,
second.
Go ahead.
So, you know, when people see that rich people in big houses pay less for their property taxes on a relative basis than people who are living in moderately priced houses or smaller houses, they get mad no matter what the, you know, what age they are and whether they're lonely or not. They just get mad, and they get really mad in a year like this where people are counting every single penny. All right. So your answer. Ready for the answer.
So, here's the deal. In the suburbs, part of this study, and it's amazing, if you get to CookCountyTreasurer.com, because we were trying to figure out, why are these things going up in the suburbs? What is going on that has happened in these suburbs? So we took every suburb, and we divided it by home rule and non-home rule. If it's home rule, you get to do anything you want. You can do anything you want. So in Cook County, there's 82 home rule taxing districts. They can raise taxes on their own, but there's 476 non-home rule governments, which means if they want to raise taxes, they have to go back to the voters. So now listen to how this works. So this goes back to who votes. In Morton Grove, there is a bond issue that comes up for $1 million. And in the south side, another bond deal comes up for $45 million, okay? So when this occurs now, you've got to go and get the majority of voters in these municipal elections to vote for a $45 million bond deal, okay? This one is in Stickney Township. So on the day of voting, 17,000 registered voters, only 4,600 showed up. 2,600 voted for the bond deal, 1,900 voted against it, and now you got a $45 million tax increase. So in this PAPA study on CookCountyTreasurer.com, you can see every time in the suburbs that people, like a couple thousand people voted for something, and then the whole area gets stuck with hundreds of millions of dollars of tax increases because nobody went out to vote again, the $45 million deal or the $100 million deal.
I have to say, we have to take a bit of a break, and I hope you'll stick around because there are a whole bunch of comments and questions here, but that's a bit disingenuous. And I say that with all due respect because people vote down these things, and then they're typically for things like fixing a broken-down school. And you can take a look at what happened at New Trier when it voted down the bond issue, and then it cost something like 2.5 times as much to redo the school, you know, when they finally voted on it, you know, 8 years later or whatever it was. And so I think we have to be, you know, saying that you just come out and vote down all this stuff and it's going to lower your property taxes just feels a little disingenuous. But I hope, Treasurer, you can stick around for a few minutes and talk to some of your constituents. Would that be all right?
Sure.
Terrific. It's 49 minutes past the hour. I'm Elise Kling. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. It is WGN, 52 minutes past the hour. I'm Elise Glink, sitting in for Anna. We're on the phone with Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas. Maria, we've got a bunch of people who are holding on the line, so let's go.
So let me just say something to everyone who's holding on the line, who doesn't get through. You can call 312-443-5100. And if you don't get through and you don't personally get to talk to me today, leave your number. If you don't get your questions answered properly, I will personally call you back because I know I can't eat up the whole hour on this radio show. So.
Well, if we had more time, we would have you on for longer. But the and there are some people just on text who three people have asked if they have to make an appointment to come into the county building. No, you can just walk in.
No, you can walk in and you will be treated royally because you will be one of the few people who comes in. So come on in.
Perfect. Let's start at the top. Karen joins us on the line. Karen, what's your question for the treasurer?
Please, Karen. Someone. Hi.
Hi, Karen.
Someone. Please help me understand why I have lived in the same house for 53 years. And I had to declare bankruptcy because all of a sudden my home has become more than double the square footage, more than double the garage space. It's apparently 2.5 car garage. And they told me I have to explain to them how it's not that much.
So you've lived in your house for 53 years, and suddenly...
And somebody changed the square footage?
Yes, in 2016. And all of a sudden, it's double of everything.
Okay, all right.
And it's
Karen,
not...
Karen, right? Is it Karen talking?
Down there. I don't understand.
Okay.
And I'm about
Karen?
To be thrown out of my home.
All right.
Okay, Karen. Karen, you're talking to Maria. This is an issue
yes,
in another
I
office.
I tried to talk to you and nobody get. I can't get through.
Okay. Can you leave your number at the phone, at the radio station, and we will call you as soon as this program's over, and we will try and get to the bottom of why it is that your square footage has been changed. Have you remodeled that place?
No, nothing since 1968.
Karen, Pete Zimmerman, our producer, is going to pick up the line with you, and he will take your name and your phone number. And before we let Maria Pappas
Karen,
go,
every anything that I can do to help you, I'm going to do. So
but
we're going to get all over this.
I've tried since 2016, and nothing has happened.
Well, we're going to do what we can, Karen, to make sure that that happens. Pete Zimmerman is picking up with you right now.
You see, what, Elise, this is what I mean when I say that people are hurt and angry. I mean, this could be a mistake.
It could
I don't
be,
know.
But why, but if she's been trying to reach your office for 4 years,
It's not my office. My office just takes payments. It's how the property got assessed in square footage that she's talking about.
Right, so the assessor's office. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to trash my colleagues, but I will call my colleagues to find out what happened here.
All right. Let's take a call.
She may be going, you know, you get in that building, the first time you're in that building, you're confused. You may be even going to the wrong office. I don't know, but we'll do what we can. Okay. Let's take the next call.
All right. We have, Mike on line three. Mike, what's your question for the treasurer?
Hello?
Yeah. Hi, Mike. You're on the air.
Hey, Mike.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
And you sound like a great lady that cares. But the problem is there's just nothing being done to cut spending. And people are leaving the state. I own two businesses. I've got a lot of employees. If I could pick them all up, pay for their move, I'd move them. I'd move out of the state. And you see it in other states. You see it in California. See people flocking to Texas. And the same thing's going to happen here. Until they get a handle on what to do to cut the spending, you just can't tax people to the point where they say, to hell with it, I'm out. I don't have to work anymore. I could sell my businesses and retire. But I love what I do. But at some point, it just becomes so expensive just to pay the tax. You got to sell X amount just to pay the taxes every day. Forget about the house.
Wait, how many commercial buildings do you have?
I have two. And one of them I want to tear down because who's buying right? And just wait till the next flood comes in with all these empty retail businesses going out. All the malls going out of business. That's all tax money. I mean, they have to come up with
I don't disagree with you. So I don't disagree with you, but I think what this study does is it calls people's attention and elected officials as well to the fact that we just can't go up anymore. That's part of the reason for doing this. I mean, when you look at this 264-page report, it says it's enough. You know, the most common phrase that I hear is, I got to get out of here. Whether you're in an impoverished neighborhood or a wealthy neighborhood.
Right.
That's what's happening.
People are leaving. I mean, we just had a talk to Amy Guth on John Williams' show, and she, you know, we talked about the new mover study where, you know, many more people again are moving out of our state. You know, if it seems to me, Maria, that you could take that report and march over to JB's office and call together the assessor, and a few other people and sit down and have a call or a meeting about what you guys are going to do to change things. Because I think that if my texting and phone lines are any indication, it's pretty hard for people to swallow, especially with what's been going on last year and what will probably go on the rest of the year. And unfortunately, I appreciate your time and being willing to take these calls. And we know that you're trying hard, but I think it just people are really, really fed up. And to your point, they're really, really angry.
They're angry. The anger level can't be any higher.
That's right. Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas, thank you so much. Please, everybody, if you've got questions for her, the number to reach, 312-443-5100 or cookcountytreasurer.com.